It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Kids can cook. Start them young, and with any luck, they'll develop a lifelong love of the kitchen as well as skills they can use throughout adulthood. Us parents get something out of the kitchen time, too. First, there's the quality time you'll share with your kids. Then there's the pleasure of sitting down at the table to enjoy what you've whipped up together. Wondering how to get your kids involved in cooking? I asked Bree Rogers of Salud Cooking School at Whole Foods Market to share some tips.
I think the first step that parents can do is to actually let their kids be in the kitchen. Let them help before you've turned on the stove, before you've turned on the oven. Allow them to measure out the ingredients, whether that be flour, sugar, cracking eggs, stirring something. Actually letting them take part in the process is a good first step.
Next, she recommends,
make it fun. I mean, I know as parents and adults, we get bored in the kitchen. Well, kids get bored too. Just make it an adventure in the kitchen.
And here's one tip I'm looking forward to trying out.
Also, let the kids choose one meal that they're going to prepare during the week. So from start to finish, from where you actually shop for the groceries, we find here at the school that when the kids actually take a vested interest in actually making the meal, they're more likely to try things that they've never tried before, and you know they're able to widen what they eat.
Bree recommends having your child not only choose and help prepare the meal, but go grocery shopping with you as well. Kids' classes at Salud start as early as age 6, but you can introduce your little ones to cooking as early as age 3 or 4 years old by having them help measure and stir. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Happy cooking!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.